Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio.
Somebody scream.
We're going to have some fun tonight, right? All right. All right.
In Jackson Square. Let's go. Let's go outside and talk to each other. Without their disturbance, only land and moon, you and I, and stars. This is how it all started, remember? The first time we met, you were drunk. I saw your pretty green eyes, holding back a million thoughts. You wanted to talk to someone, not necessarily me, but someone you didn't know. Someone who didn't matter. Someone you could disappear from, or not. As long as it was your decision, and fortunately, I was sober enough to see it in your eyes. We walked out into the moonlight and kissed in Jackson Square. I was there with an empty cup and no money at all, for I was a drunken poet. But I was telling the truth, apparently something no one else would do. You filled my cup and talked some more. You knew all of these things. You kept talking to me, and calmly, we fell in love. Remember? I know. It really wasn't like that. I wrote this other poem a few weeks ago. Where'd she go? Where'd she go? How y'all doing all out there this week? What's going on? Today's topic is, why the government sucks, pretty much, and what we want from it. Let me read this poem first. How much further can I go? I want to light up the world and change it. I want to shine. Why can't I shine? If I do, nobody sees it. I wish I could say that I shine so bright. People have to move further back to see me. But that's not true. I can feel something in me dying all the time. Is it my heart? I don't know. It could be a lot of things. How far can this boy go? I always feel like I'm starting a new life, but I'm always stuck in the old. How can I change and grow? How can I understand which way to go? How far can this boy go? I don't know. I only know I don't know. I don't know. I've come so far. I can't turn my life out yet, but the switch is there with my fingers on it. How far can this boy go? The number to call in is 646-595-3619. I'm on Twitter. I love that goofy little Twitter thing. Yeah, it's exhilarating. It's exciting. I really dig it, man. It's cool. You could Twitter me at CarloRadio1, the number one, at CarloRadio1. Or you can email me at CarloRadio1. At gmail.com. I've been doing this Twitter thing, and man, there is so much going on. It is just insane. And I'm finally getting to really get into it. The mainstream media is just a complete disaster. They just keep us in the dark. It's embarrassing. So I'm glad I finally found Twitter. It's an information superhighway. Basically, you just punch in things you like, and you find out all kind of stories and what people are saying. It could be funny. It could be whatever. I don't want to sound like a Twitter commercial, but I'm a little blown away by it. I read lots of good art. Oh, wait. We have someone on hold here. Let's see. Hello, this is Carla Radio.
Hey, Carl, it's Kathy from Chicago.
Kathy,
and
I was
calling. I saw
you.
Your old apartment there in, what's it called? In Beverly.
What is it?
I saw your apartment with Greg Carney. We were over in his old neighborhood, and he was showing me around, and we saw your apartment over there.
Oh, that is awesome. Is that your first time down there, Kathy?
Yes, it was. And it's the parking lot goes up in a high hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Did you guys eat anything down there?
We haven't eaten. We're going to eat at Greg's dad's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
About your poem, I was going to say, you can go anywhere. The sky's the limit.
Wow. Thanks, Kathy. That's really sweet. That makes me feel really good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, Kathy, do you have any new poems?
Well, I like that Doors song you played. No, I don't have one on me to read, but I'm driving
okay.
Right now. We're going over to Palos Hills, Illinois.
Oh,
nice neighborhood.
Am I in your car radio?
Yeah.
No, I can't be.
Here's Gregory,
or
Greg Kearney. You
All
know,
right.
This looks like the Shire from The Hobbit out here. Nice neighborhood.
Cool.
Yeah, we do have a novel here by Jim Morrison. What's the name of it, Greg? No One Here Gets Out Alive novel by Jim Morrison, or by, who wrote it? Who?
Danny Sugarman.
We got the novel here. Greg's going to take it with him to Arizona. And this
Fantastic.
Is his last day in Chicago.
Today's his last
yeah.
day?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah, here he is.
Love me, baby. Yeah, this is Jim Morrison's illegitimate son here. Yeah. No. Jim Morrison just sounds like he's like a fucking coach, like a high school coach.
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull my penis out. Yeah.
All right.
Good job, guys. Good job. Okay.
He's just a ruckus, isn't he? What a madman. I love that version. You know, that I was going to mention how that's like that's a song is a poem. Like poems are still they're still the forefront of art, man. They really are. I mean, that song was written by I think Willie Dixon, some old blues
yeah,
man.
Yeah, really old. Yeah. No, Bo Diddley.
Oh, Bo Diddley wrote that. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
like,
I actually saw
like,
Bo Diddley before he died at the Riviera, and he played it. It was great.
I bet it was, man. You've gone to a
Chuck
million.
Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry. That was a great concert.
Man, the concerts are awesome. You've gone to
yeah,
a million concerts.
Yeah, one of those square guitars. Bo Diddley.
What's that?
But anyways, we're driving. I'm driving over my dad's, and we stopped by the old area. Like a,
did you see your old house?
Yeah, it's still standing. I thought it burnt down. I thought you burnt it.
Hey, I got another caller, Greg.
All right, go get it. Just anyway, all right.
Call me back. Bye.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you clearly.
Well, that's very good.
All right. Who is this? Does it matter? Am I not supposed to know?
Doesn't matter. I am going to infiltrate this show. I am taking it over.
Right. Okay. Is this like those anonymous people?
This is the brotherly feud, man.
I think this is Mr. Nick.
This is Mr. Nick Fiore, your brother.
All right.
I come
totally
to take
had
over.
No idea that was you. I really didn't. I had no idea that was you for the first minute there.
Well, that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. We had Jim Morrison on the line, or actually one of his kids. So, I mean, you know, we're on a roll here. So
yeah, we're doing great
you don't know.
Today.
You never know what's going to happen on Carlo Radio. You just don't.
That's the whole point. That's the entire point. Thanks for calling. Thank you, Greg, and thank you all for calling. Kathy, thanks for calling. I'm so happy that people actually here are actually listening to what I say. It's quite amusing.
So what is today's show about? What are we doing today? What happened? Remind me.
Well, Well, you called on a perfect day for something you don't want to talk about.
Oh, no. And that would be?
Yeah. That would be, what do we want from the government? Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nick Fiore, wonderful father of three with a beautiful wife, living in suburbia, working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful family. What do you need? You are the middle class. You are the you are the people that should be leading this country. What your voice should be louder than anyone's.
I need protection from Obama.
Okay. What exactly does that mean?
I think I need protection from Bin Laden.
Okay, now Bin Laden's no longer with us, so.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah. I guess protection.
Protection.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you mean by that?
I mean,
protection from Obama.
Well, this is how this works.
So
you have to
make. That you remember that you said that.
I did say that because it's important for you to understand that we have to appease the people on the left and the people on the right.
Okay.
See, so when I said I needed protection from Obama, then I made all the conservatives happy. They were cheering. Yay! He understands me.
Okay.
Ah.
Right.
That's
a
big question.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm kind of an independent. I mean, I think there's some good and truth in both sides of the picture. And there's also some craziness in both sides.
Okay. That could last forever, that conversation. But we have to narrow it down to, what do you want from the government? And thanks for calling in, by the way. I know you're at work. I think I am.
I think just basically, no, I mean, I said protection from both people, but I'm kidding. In general, I think protection. People want to be safe, so you want to make sure that, like, the nation's kind of protected. So you want protection. You want basic services for things that you need done. But I guess that's where it gets kind of how much involvement do you want or not. But I would say we need help with certain things, like building roads and infrastructure that I think just the federal government makes sense because it crosses state lines and all that fun stuff. You know.
Nick, we have to get bigger here. We have much bigger issues than the roads. I don't mean to be pushy or rude.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me give you an example of some of the things I was going to say. All right. What I want from the government is real food. I want real food. I don't want genetically modified food. I don't want all this crazy wacko stuff they're doing. I want real food going on real farms as close to as 100% natural the way it was 100,000 years ago. Real food. And I want them in the schools across the country. That's where we need to start, with the schools across the country. And then work our way out from there. Because these kids are eating horribly, Nick. Too much sugar. Way too much sugar. And then, Nick, the kids, the doctors are giving them prescription pills, so they're on at school on pills, loaded up on sugar, eating horrible, starchy, sugary food. How can you concentrate? It's like us drinking 20 cups of coffee and going to work.
I agree with that.
Next, I want green energy, Nick. I want an entire makeover of our energy system. There is no excuse for us to wait one more minute. Not one more minute should we be waiting for the green energy future. It would make tons of jobs. It would clean up the atmosphere. The earth is in big trouble, and America has to lead. We all, our government's always telling everyone how we're the biggest and best. Well, we need to lead by example and do the right thing. Otherwise, the other countries are going to slack around too, you know? So I want that. I want no more bailouts. If it is a free democracy, or what do you call it, where you can make as much money, anyone can have as much money as they can get.
I don't know the
Nick,
name.
Are you there?
I know. Yes, I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Why can't we remember the name? It's such an easy word. Anyway, I want to get rid of that one. I want honesty and action from the government. They are just such pitiful little low-life losers. I mean, it's awful, Nick. They're not listening to us at all. They're just not.
Well, we're not. That's because we don't have as much influence over them as we used to.
That's right. And the reason why is because they're bought and sold like stocks nowadays. They are like merchandise being bought and sold by big corporations.
Yes,
so
I did read that the average Senate seat only cost the private companies around $150,000 a year to buy.
$150,000. Wow, what a bunch of sluts. You'd think they'd be more expensive than that.
$150,000. Well, I mean, that's only one company to get what they want done. So, if you've got if you got 10 companies, then that's 10 people paying them $150,000. So
fascinating information.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's about what the seat goes for, to buy the seat to get accomplished what it is that you want to get accomplished. You know, I mean, sure, they're not going to compromise on which side they want. Which side, if their whole party side's in a certain direction, they're not going to just go, you can't obviously get that seat, but for the most part, you can pretty much round up what you need and just throw a bunch of money at it, and it's going to happen. So,
wow.
Yeah, I agree. It's embarrassing. I agree. I am not happy about that. I think that the average person, doesn't really have the ability to affect the outcomes of almost anything anymore. So, and I think that is a big problem.
Well, I've been doing my little part as best I could. I sign a lot of petitions and online petitions. I sign a lot of them. And now, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, oh, never mind. Someone's trying to call me, but not on the radio show, just on my regular phone. So we'll just ignore that one.
Are you hosting this show? You must turn your phone off, Mr. Carlo.
Yeah, I can't. I, that's the only way I can talk.
Oh, sorry.
The show's over if I hang up.
Uh-huh.
So, Nick, I'm sorry about your house. Is there anything else going on with it? Nick didn't get his house, by the way.
Did not get my home. I was petitioning, going after a specific home, but they would not budge. I could not get them to be flexible. And we're still looking, that's all. We're still looking, and we are, looking at other properties and working to get our house on the market. So that should, that's good. That's enough. That's good enough focus for now. Once something lands, then we'll be back into another high excitement level of, okay, here it is, and then go from there.
All right, Nick, I'm going to have to kick you off the show now because I have another caller. But
make it
happen. Is there anything else you wanted to say today?
You're doing a good
really
job.
You really haven't said much.
You're doing a good job. I should have known the topic before I called in. I need to have a little bit more insight.
I appreciate your call. Look, whatever the topic is, if you want to call in and not talk about it, no problem.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Bye. That was my awesome brother. Carlo Radio, you're live.
Love me, babe.
Hey, Tim Morrison's back.
Yeah. Love you, child. You know, I need protection from you two knuckleheads. That's what I want to be protected by.
We're Italians. There is no protection.
We're Italians. I need the mafia protection. You guys, I would pay you weekly, like back in the day, to protect me.
from protect me from you, from you. Pay you to protect you from you.
I don't
from
even
me,
know what
you.
Greg is saying. I don't know. I don't know what Greg is saying now. He's just going like, what are you? Hello? Is this Greg?
This is Jim Morrison's Greg Morrison.
Oh, it's Greg Morrison. Greg Morrison.
All right.
Dude, what's up, man? How was that concert? How do you like that song, Greg? Who do you love?
Yeah, I remember that concert. Yeah, man.
It was a good show. Can you imagine all the girls after he sings that song, rush on the stage? We love you, Jim. I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah, then he pooped his pants.
When he gets really drunk, right as they're going into the hotel room, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyways, well, no, good topic. And anyway, maybe I'll call you when I'm in Arizona. I'll make sure Jay will call in. I'll make sure he'll listen. You have some Arizona followers.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That would be cool.
And Kathy made this really cool monkey on a typewriter kind of illustration. She should email it to you. Because that's what Jay says that you are on the radio, a monkey on a typewriter.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like a monkey jumping on a typewriter. I'm a monkey on a typewriter. That's me. Hey, Greg, give us some information. What do you want from the government?
Man, I'm going to be like Jim Morrison. We don't need a government, man. We just need a true democracy.
What the hell is a
true democracy is the people just make up all the rules and vote on it and vote on everything. The people should. Forget the politicians.
Nick,
the people should make all the rules up.
Nick, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, how you doing,
here?
Nick?
No, outnumbered.
I'm outnumbered. This is not good.
Yeah,
cool.
I just want to say something. You know, Mr. Protection from us, protection from each other. You know, listen up, Mr. Greg. I think you need some protection from yourself.
Yeah.
I think I do conflict more damage to myself than anyone ever had.
See, we have to protect you from yourself. And we have to protect you.
Just give me a helmet.
From...
All I need is a helmet. I wear it all the time.
No, that's been the problem. You can't. No, you have to learn how to live without the helmet, without needing the helmet. That's what you need to learn with us.
The training wheels. A helmet and the training wheels on me, and I'll be okay.
No. No, we want you to be normal and not have to worry about that.
Nick, Greg,
well,
Greg's moving to Arizona.
Moving to Arizona.
Hey,
that's dry
he
heat.
Is. He's moving out to, yeah. He's officially gonna become a lizard.
I'm just gonna sit on a rock and be an official lizard.
And just like,
my
yeah, your tongue's
gonna get like 10 feet long.
Nice, nice.
Well, good hearing from you, Nick. I'm glad everything's doing well for it.
Yeah. Well, be careful. There's cactus if you start running out there. So.
I heard there's a giant beach. They call it a desert.
Greg will be
right.
Eating cactus.
There's no water. What are you going to do for water?
There's no beach. There's no water. I'm going to be searching for the lake and go, this beach is going on forever. This is the biggest beach I've ever seen. I'm going to be like, what the hell is this beach in?
Nice.
We're going to find Greg Water in the desert. Where's the beach? He's going to have a beach towel and like a...
I got a beach towel and
a little raft.
Flip-flops and my floaties on my arms,
yeah,
ready
exactly.
to go jump in the water. Walking out in the Mahoa Desert.
All right, guys. That's it. The show's over, guys. It ended.
All right.
I didn't know I had two-way calling, man, or three-way. That's awesome. Guys, thanks
for
calling.
You guys are just too many talents in one place. That's not good.
Goodbye, Jim. Take care.
You and I can find one carny in the desert. All right, thanks for calling in, Nick. I really appreciate it.
All right, bye bye.
All right, bye. All right, that's it for Caller Radio, folks. That was a fun episode. So thanks a lot.